This is Brisbane's B105, Labby, Stav and Abby. Fine and sunny, tops at 26 as we do it for superboring.com.au. This issue is firing up. We're talking diet and we're talking to Matt Siegel from Dr. Siegel's Cookie Diet. These guys claim eating their cookies is the perfect diet to help you lose weight.
And I'm sure it helps you lose weight, but I don't think it teaches you a healthy attitude towards food. So we want to get a dietitian's advice. Good morning, Caroline Salisbury.
Good morning.
What's your thoughts on this? As a nutritionist, eating 9 cookies a day and then your meal at night time.
Well, I think she's an absolute star. I think she's coming from a position of deep experience around how dangerous some of these sorts of short-term geeky approaches are in terms of, 9 cookies a day. It sounds too good to be true, and I think it's not sustainable. And I think
you said it's dangerous.
It is dangerous because what it does is it actually gives people lose the contact with their appetite. I think it encourages short-term rapid weight loss, and I think we really need to be treating our overweight patients with some respect and actually being able to encourage them to find their own way with eating well. And I've had patients lose 50 kilos, and amazingly, they've done it with real food.
Yeah.
They can do it.
And you think losing weight rapidly in a short time is a bad thing, to go from being overweight to being of normal weight quickly?
I think losing more than 1 kilo a week is dangerous. I think people lose weight quickly, and I think that can happen on even well-balanced plans to start with. But I think if you're losing more than 1.5 kilos a week, it's unsustainable. And
I disagree with the fact that if you think that your average person is going to be happy with losing under 1 kilo a week, no way. A normal person wants to get on a diet and start losing 5 kilos a day as much as they can.
But it's not healthy, though, and I have to agree with Caroline, and I know that it's a different situation, Stav, that you started eating healthy and you started working out and stuff like that.
All I did was this, just not with the cookies. I controlled my calorie intake a day. Yeah. There's no bad food, just bad portions. You can eat whatever you want.
Can I ask a question? Yes. I absolutely do with the nutritionist, because I'm very concerned. You've brought up a point here. You've said that this is dangerous. There have been 500,000 people over 37 years. Well, actually, there have been many more than that. The 500,000 we refer to are those that my father in his medical practice has actually treated with this diet. In addition to that, there are those that other doctors have treated. But here's my question. It's dangerous. Well, it's been 37 years and 500,000 people, and there has never been a single, and I'm not exaggerating, a single report of any person who has ever been harmed by Dr. Siegel's cookie diet. So I'm wondering, how long does it take before these dangerous signs show up? It doesn't happen in the first 37 years.
I would think that we're probably not looking at a scientific controlled approach. Mm. I think we know that short-term diets, and which with rapid weight loss lead to people having changes in their bowel habits, they become depressed. There's all sorts of side effects of losing weight rapidly.
In my experience, what makes you depressed is being overweight. I've never met a person who lost all that weight and was depressed. They usually want to go out and be active and be social and try on new clothing.
But it's the psychological changes, I think, of being able to say to people, look, you eat these cookies, you can have, such rapid loss, but then you have to try and maintain it. I'd like to know how many people have lost weight so quickly on these diet cookies and, in 10 or 20 years' time, how long they, have they've still kept it off and maintained it.
The same can be said of any other diet as well.
This is my biggest thing. I've got an issue with a lot of extreme diets.
Well, that's the way it sounds, like you can't go on any diet.
All right, look, we could go around in circles here. Matt,
I agree with Matt.
We'll leave it there. Okay,
in a nutshell.
All right. Matt,
you've
got a wingman in the corner. Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you
as well, Carolyn. Thank you, guys.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it. And anyone who wants more information, it's cookiediet.com.au.
It is just gone 8:58. Labby, Stav and Abby, coming up next.
Heated. We're going to change it. We're still friends. We're going to change tact a little bit with a brand new gotcha call where these two lunkheads decided to help me out. Find out how that went next.